Words of Europe.
Hi everyone, this is Erika
and Andrew
from JEF Europe Secretariat in Brussels. We are here today to speak about Words of Europe, focusing in particular on the word hope. Our guest today is our former president, Antonio Argenziano. Hi, Antonio. Thank you for joining us today.
Hello, everyone.
Antonio has served as the president of JEF Europe, Young European Federalists, for the past 2 years until this November. He has a master's degree in modern history and is specialized in the history of European integration. With a long background rooted in activism, he has always focused his engagement on federalism and European affairs. Before being elected as European President, he was the National Treasurer and then Secretary General of JEF Italy. He was also in the Presidency Council of the European Movement in Italy, and currently, he is a board member of the European Movement International. He also worked as Public Affairs Manager at Euractiv Italy and as a political and strategic communication consultant. So, first of all, to start off, to give more context to the audience, can you explain a bit what JEF is and why you, as Antonio, decided to join?
Well, JEF is a transnational network, a youth organization that involves thousands of young people from all across Europe to try to build a Europe that is actually free and united, following the inputs that were coming actually from the period of the Second World War, and to still keeping this idea that the European project needs to be completed to achieve peace, democracy and freedom all across Europe. And we need to do it in an inclusive way, raising the voice of young people again. The reason why I joined is actually because I finally found an organization that was not a party, but an organization that was not shy at taking positions when needed, political positions when needed, but on the other end, it was also concrete enough in giving like a corp to the system of values that I felt were mine.
Can you share with us the three main highlights of your time in JEF?
Yeah, it's been a long time and have a lot of highlights in my mind, but if I have to choose, I would definitely mention all the big moments of collective gathering when you have a lot of people coming from a lot of different backgrounds and nationality. And maybe the biggest of this moment has been the March for Europe in Rome in 2017. It's been an amazing moment, and this scene of people just staying there, even when the demonstration was finished, shouting Federazione Europea subito, or European Federation right now. Another course in front of the Colosseum is definitely a moment that stayed in my heart. As much as in my heart is the island of Ventotene, where every year there is the national and international seminar that gathers more than 100 people from all across Italy and Europe and the world. And so, you know, there are great moments. I still remember a moment talking about politics and democracy and peace and so on and so forth on the beach next to the sea with people from Germany, Finland, with a girl from India, and etc. This kind of environment and vibes is definitely what JEF make JEF and in general organized federalism what they are. And last but not least, it's also this idea that we need to be in the spots, in the places where actually politics is played. And I have to say that in particular during my mandate, the experience that I had traveling to Ukraine during the war has been something that really touched me. And it's been very, very emotional. And in particular, if I have to share a memory, we were traveling through Ukraine with a group of international activists, and we were on a bus. And you know how it is like in these cases, and we were like singing together, and at a certain point we were like singing Bella Ciao together as a thing of we are all in this as a collective, you know, resistance, also with these volunteers from Ukraine. For a moment it seems that the war was fading away, and then we arrived in the hotel, and during the night in Lviv there was a bombing. And so after being all together, smiling and singing in the bus, we were in the shelter. And the day after, we found out that a building was destroyed and that was damaged, and that people died 10 minutes by car from where we were. And so, like, it's reminding or discovering what war is, because we really don't know. and remembering how important is the European project and how important is what we do in JEF.
In the context of the organization and its mission, what does hope mean to you, Antonio?
Hope is that something to fight for, is that strength to believe that we deserve better and to believe that all the negativity that we've been living through in the last years as a generation is something it's the idea that we can do something concrete to change our future and to start to hope again in a future that can be, you know, something appealing and not just a threat, not just bunch of fog and we don't know really what's about to happen. And I connected a lot with activism, with political activism, because I really think that in particular in these difficult and dramatic years we're living, it's also up to us to build, to try to influence, to raise our voice for the future we want to see. And it's up to us to be the hope for something going a little better after all the crisis we've been experiencing through the years.
In June 2024, Europeans will vote for their representatives. What significance do you believe this moment holds for the future of Europe? What is your message for young people and first-time voters?
I think that young people cannot settle. We all cannot. We don't have to settle. And we need to instead ask not for ideological position, but for concrete proposals, ideas, for commitment and accountability. Because a lot of time we are said that we are in a time of social media and everything is like to look for likes and it's a bit fluffy and so much rhetoric. And again, ideological position, I really think we should call for concreteness and we should focus altogether on the problems that we have, trying constructively to deal with them, starting from dialogue and not from polarization and violence.
As a federalist, what is your hope for the future of the EU? And what should be the next steps for Europe?
The European Parliament voted for asking clearly for a treaty change. And I think that a moment to reflect about how to renovate the European project is absolutely essential because the world has been changing and also the institutions of the European Union are not enough to deal with the global challenges that we have in front of us. I definitely think that we need a proper European government with the executive powers able to represent citizens' wills, more importantly, to solve citizens' issues. And from this point of view, I think it is important to have a stronger European budget connected democratically also to the parliament to ensure to every citizen's public goods. And in the sense, I'm meaning European health, European education, environmental policies, social policies, and so on and so forth. And on the other end is the voice of the European Union as a global actor and possibly as an actor for peace, because this is, again, why European Union was born in the first place. And from this point of view, I think it's important to consider and to reflect also on the enlargement process as a way to stabilize tensions that are still present in our continent, in Europe. And this process of enlargement, of course, is very much connected with the process of reform I was referring to.
Antonio, if you could speak to one of the candidates running for the European elections, who would it be and what would you tell them?
I would talk to... I don't think is the point is to say names, but I would definitely talk with someone from the European People's Party to try to at least reflect together on what it means to at least on the heritage of their own parties and groups, and trying to say that also it's not constructive at all, just trying to follow extremisms and to foster polarization, but instead to think also to the heritage they brings together, because at the end of the day it was mostly politicians from the today European People's Party that created that were the founding fathers of the European Union. And so, let's say, taking distance from nationalist approach and trying instead to work on the Europe of the future, on a different Europe, on a reformed Europe for the future, I think it would be nice to do. And still claiming again that the role of the parliament is not the one just to follow what the governments do, but is to control the governments and to be accountable to the citizens in terms of results, not just to settle with, you know, just the parliament vetoing most of the decisions taken by the parliament.
To conclude, can you give us another word of Europe for the next episode?
I think that the next word has to be peace. It's so much actual, and it is very much connected with what Europe is, and it is very much connected with two other concepts I'm very keen to, as freedom and democracy. But let's start from peace.
Thank you for joining us. Bye!
Words of Europe.